Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, and welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Crystal, and I will be your host for today, and I can't wait to read the devotional to you in just a few minutes, but I wanted to start out and say that I realize that most of us are in back-to-school mode. We're getting backpacks ready, have school supply lists to check off. We've got teachers to meet and greet, and just getting our kids ready with haircuts, whatever it may be for you and what that looks like at your house, getting back to school ready. But we know also, we were kind of thinking about this as a ministry at Help Club for Moms and thinking that we probably need to help our moms and help ourselves get prepared and ready for the school year in our hearts and our minds and our souls, and really set the year off straight with going to God and asking him a few things about what he wants from us in our school year and what he wants it to look like and feel like and be like in our own hearts, in our homes, with our kids, in our marriage, all of these things. And so this is day one of our back to school 4-day devotional for moms. We didn't want it to be too overwhelming. We wanted to keep it short and sweet. We know that you have so many things on your plate right now, and we just wanted to encourage you and to come alongside you and to ask intriguing questions and to help you to really approach the school year with confidence and strength that comes from the Lord. And so thanks for being here again, and we're just really excited about this time. So I'm just going to jump right in talking about a couple of things that were floating through my mind. I'm homeschooling, and I have been homeschooling. This year I'll have 5 kids who are all school aged, and so that feels overwhelming in and of itself and totally different for me. Usually I have a couple of kids on the side who are kind of playing Legos or, you know, building things, and then I'm schooling my older ones. And this year I've got everybody needing to learn things, and I'm kind of starting off a little, unprepared in that a couple of mine probably should be reading, but they aren't reading yet. And so that's kind of this background stressor for me. I'm looking ahead at the calendar going, oh my gosh, how am I supposed to get all of this done? School year hasn't even started yet. And between sports and all these other things, the calendar already feels so full. I'm looking at September right now. September is completely full for me. There is not a weekend that I can even schedule anything else in. And you might say, well, Crystal, you need to manage your time a little bit better, and you might be right. But that's just the reality. That's how it feels as I look forward to my calendar. And then, you know, and as I look at all that, I just think, like, I almost don't want to do it at all. Like, I can't even think about the school year. I don't even want to go there. I'm just going to take it day by day. I don't know. You know, it feels pretty overwhelming. And so I feel like God stopped me in my tracks while I was thinking about all this the other day and just said, hey, how about you just schedule in some time with me? This can all look pretty overwhelming, but would you let me help you? You know, and so I just kind of paused and thought about that a little bit and realized I do need help. I need help just centering and focusing my mind, being fixed on him, thinking about, you know, as I'm going to deal with my kids at home. And a lot of you, you know, your kids are going to school or private school or wherever they go to school. I have tons of friends who their kids attend school. So, you know, them preparing and getting ready looks a little bit different from mine. But I do think that we all feel the same struggle of the school year is like a crazy, frenzied time. And once it takes off, it is off. It's like a plane that took off in the sky and you can't bring it back down for a while until it hits its final destination, whether that's a school break or the school year is over. And it just kind of, we're just hanging on by the seat of our pants, right? And so I think that we're all together in that, but I really wanted to create some time and some space for us to just really sit before the Lord Lord and be quiet before him and just listen to what he wants for us in each of these areas of our lives. And so that's why it's so important, you know, that we talk about this, that we really care for our souls during this next school year, so that we can have the strength and energy and perseverance and patience and all the things that we need as moms to love our kids and to do it really well. And we're all going to be on the struggle bus together and doing this together. So we might as well just lock arms and encourage each other in some good things and encourage each other to cling to Jesus and to, you know, not sweat the small stuff, right? I think that's what really gets in the way a lot too. So before I read our Bible study for today, or a Bible devotional, I just wanted to say one thing, and that's, I just wanted to remind you that our new study, our fall study, it's so good, you guys. It comes out, or we're beginning, it's out now. If you go to Amazon, you can grab a copy, tell a couple of friends about it. It's such a great way for you to just engage in the school year this year too, as far as having a consistent quiet time with the Lord. It has a ton of ideas for you to do with your kids over the holiday seasons, really good Christ-centered traditions that you can implement. It's just full of some good stuff. And it's only 3 days a week. So we know that life is busy with moms, like we're just saying and just talking about. And it would be great for you to just have 3 days a week, have that anchor in your life, a pillar of spending time with the Lord and writing some things out and journaling a few things. And so we just really invite you to join us. The study is called The Wise Woman Abides. And so we're talking about abiding in Christ in the fall season and beginning of winter season. It basically takes us through December, and it starts September 5th. So you have plenty of time right now to grab some friends, grab the study, and join us. So, with all that being said, I just want to pray for us, and let's jump into the study. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you that you just want to be in all the different spaces, all the different arenas of life, and you're not intimidated or you're not overwhelmed by any of them. And the more that we come to you, the more confidence that we gain. The more that we come to you to just kind of lay out the concerns and the troubles and the worries of our heart, we get to be comforted. We gain wisdom. We gain your favor and your love. We get to feel your love, because your love is always there. But when we come to you, it wraps around us and we feel it. And so, Lord, we just thank you for all those things in advance. Thank you for your character of who you are. Thank you for this next school year. Thank you for a year to just, you know, look at our children who are learning new things and learning new concepts and getting excited about things, or maybe sometimes having a hard time with things, but we get to come alongside them like you come alongside us, and you encourage us and you're there for us, and we get to do the same thing for them. And so we just thank you for that. Thank you for the extension of your love in that way. Help us to be, women and mothers and wives that you intended for us to be. And I pray that we would walk in your light every single day. We would walk in your spirit every single day, and that we would realize each morning as we wake up how much we need you. And I just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Caring for your soul this school year. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. When Jesus spoke to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12. Can you believe that summer is over and the school year is upon us? In motherhood, the seasons seem to fly by while we hang on, flailing in the wind, hoping to make some memories in the chaos. We are sure that you can relate. As we embark on a new semester, it's wise to take stock of the condition of our hearts. Have you felt hurried lately, rushed, maybe even a little bored in your journey as a mom? stuck in the mundane of the many duties of mothering, gathering endless school supplies, signing your children up for activities you know will overfill your calendar, you are not alone. As moms, we crave peace. We look forward to our minds and souls being quieted. We realize that when that happens, we are able to finally bend a listening ear to Jesus to give us direction for our lives. It's His guidance, after all, that propels us into mothering our children and caring for our families in the way that He intended for us. As the hustle and bustle of the next few months take off, we know that it will be full of seemingly endless demands. And if we aren't careful and intentional, the busy stuff of life will mold our hearts into a bitter, tired, worn-out machine. We all know that when it gets to this point, our capacity as moms for patience, love, and nurturing towards our families are the first things to go. Mama, guard your heart this school year. Build some pillars in your day that remind you to sit, walk, and be in God's restorative light, because we all need restoration. It's without a doubt how we can face the school year with confidence. This can look like many things, but maybe it's planning a purposeful time of reading your Bible and prayer after you drop off your kids at school, or turning on your bed table lamp at night after the kids go to bed in order to spend time with Jesus and prepare your heart for the next day. Whatever and wherever it fits in the puzzle of your life, make it a priority. There is life and joy for you in this next season. All you need to do is set your heart on spending beautiful moments with the author of life, our God. Questions to ponder. Number one, looking at your day, what are two places you could carve out some time to spend with God? Just two. And think of, I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but think of small times, 5 to 10 minutes. What are two different times, only 5 to 10 minutes, you can carve out to spend with God? And be realistic, not idealistic. I remember as a mom, I used to think, I'm going to wake up an hour before the kids wake up and I'm going to have this beautiful quiet time that's going to be perfect. And when I had little kids in the house, I could never do it. That was not realistic for me in that season. I needed sleep in that season. So be realistic with whatever limitations you have and whatever the schedule is that you have in your life. And remember, like I said, it doesn't need to be perfect. God can talk to you in the school pickup line just as clearly as any other time or place. Number two, have you asked God for help in your school year yet? He loves when we ask Him for help. What is on your heart? And what can you ask from Him specifically? Be specific with God. Asking God questions is one of the best ways that we can interact with Him as our Father. So go to Him in confidence and ask Him specific things as you think about your school year and you think about your kids. I'm going to say a quick little prayer and then we're going to end. Lord, thank you for just these concepts. Thank you for this journey. Thank you for this school year. And would you let these questions swirl in our minds this week? And would you let us be the mothers that you created us to be? And would we be moms that bring you joy? And God, help our children to bring us joy too, and to fulfill us in the way that you designed. And we just thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.